So welcome to Newcastle United. I imagine you're just delighted to be back in football, aren't you?
Thank you very much. Yes, of course I was just trying to do my job, and then it was an opportunity, a great opportunity to stay in England close to my family in a massive club that I think that everybody knows the potential. Mm. So to come here, try to do well and stay in the Premier League and build something that we can be proud of.
I'll ask the question that an awful lot of people are asking. Why Newcastle United?
Almost I was telling you why. So I like the Premier League. My family's here. I was 2.5 years away and I wanted to come back and to have the opportunity to have a club that I could compete. Mm. So obviously I am taking a risk in terms of this year, but I think that the potential of the team, the club, is so massive that if everything is going well, as I expect, we can build a very good team for the next year.
Back in the day, was there a moment, or have there been moments, when you've looked about St James's Park and thought, I wouldn't mind one day maybe having a go at this?
To be fair, when obviously I left Liverpool a long time ago, and after my short spell in Chelsea, always when you come here, or you were coming here, it's massive, no? And then you see the fans, the atmosphere, the passion. So it's this kind of stadium, this kind of club that you say, if I go there and everything is right, it will be amazing. So I'm here now.
It's a different type of challenge though, isn't it? Normally the jobs you go into, you're challenging for honours. This time, you're challenging to survive.
Yeah, but some people, they don't realise that I'm coming from the academy. So I was an academy player of Real Madrid and after a coach at different levels. Or player at different levels and after a coach in the academy. So I was progressing. I was not a big name in football. Mm. So I was just learning from everyone, working hard. And I had the teams in the relegation zone. I had teams at the top. Mm. Teams that they were winning after some time. So I have experience in different situations. I was telling our players, it's really important to be calm. Mm-hmm. Put everything on the pitch. Give 100%. But be positive, have confidence, and be sure that we do the right things, because that is the key at this time. Don't make too many mistakes, and be sure that if you are good enough, you have to use your ability and your quality to make the difference.
You've always struck me as a proper football person. Is this about a proper football person coming back to a proper football club?
Yeah, obviously, when you go away, you know the difference to be manager, coach, and are very common now to talk about head coach, technical directors, all these structures. At the end of the day, I'm a coach, like to be a manager, and England is the right place. And when I met Lee Charnley, it was very clear. They had the same vision. They said, listen, we have to do things in this way. This is the way that we want to do things. And I was really pleased with that.
You say that you're essentially a coach. A lot of people are reading into the fact that you're appointment is as manager as opposed to head coach. Was that something that you demanded? Was that something that you thought was important?
Yeah, it was important to have this ability or this possibility to do your job properly. Then, as I said before, 2.5 years in Spain and Italy, you see the difference. Mm. Then coming here, again, I was talking with Lee, and I was very clear, he was very clear, very honest when he was telling me, want to do this, mm-hmm. I want to do that, okay, fine. So I think that he knows for the experience that something has to be a little bit different, mm-hmm. and the key could be someone with experience that maybe he can give us some advice, mm-hmm. and then I can learn from them. I think that at the moment it's a very clear situation. We have to stick together, try to win these 10 games, and we can build something important for the future.
So it was important to you that you had assurances. It was important to you that you ultimately have control of the football club.
Yeah, but I am not someone that wants to control everything. Because no. I think that you have in the club, and there are a lot of people that they know what they do. And you have a lot of people that maybe they need just to receive the advice that we put to, I don't know how you say in English, so very good at saying in Italian at the end, it was like this. So someone that can upset that you will have more experience and you will let him know this or that, and then he can do things in another way. But believe me, it's not a big issue for me. I, as you say before, and a football man, so I like to talk with people, express my ideas, to give explanation about why I want to do this or that, and after we have to do it, and I think it's very clear that we have more or less the same idea, and obviously with the time and discussions we will be in the same way.
The major other talking point, the opt-out clause. I suppose it would be naive of people not to think that it would be reviewed at the end of the season, wouldn't it?
Yeah, clearly. I have been around the world winning trophies, and then some people, they don't understand why I was coming here. And then I am taking a risk because we can be relegated, but it's not something that I have in my head. So if I decide to come here, it's because I am convinced. Watching games, I have been watching a lot of games, that the team is good enough. So we have some problems now with injuries, we know, and that was also my message to players. We have 10 games to play. It's not just the first one. We have 10 games, so we have to concentrate one game at a time. And I'm sure that with the quality that we have in the squad, with the commitment that I have seen from players, these training sessions will be fine. That is football. It's not easy to say what will happen, but obviously what I demand from them and I expect from them, and I have seen, to be fair, these two training sessions, is the commitment. They had a day off, and I was bringing them to the training ground, and everybody was there, and everybody was giving everything.
As you say, as a football man, you know the squad here. That must have been important. I mean, you weren't just going to take a job, even if it's a club the size of this, you're not going to take a job where you don't think there's potential. You clearly think there's talent in the squad.
Yeah, for sure. I think that we have good players. Again, I would say the injuries are a problem now because we have so many players, and especially in some part of the opposition on the pitch, that we have to manage. That is the reason why also I said that we have 10 games, so we didn't have too much time to prepare this game. It will be more about the passion, the commitment, and some adjustments. Tactically, this is the Georgia. So we have to adjust these little things, but the main thing for me is to see the commitment of players.
Yeah, and I was interested when you used the word calm, keeping calm. Will you be able to keep calm? I mean, you know, this is uncharted waters for you in many ways as well, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but I will be calm for sure in terms of preparation and analysis of the games. And I will try to be on top of players if it's necessary during the games or half time or when it's necessary during the training session. But I am someone that tries to analyze things and then, because I think it's the way.
Yeah.
So if you are too excited, sometimes it's wrong. If you are too calm, sometimes it's wrong. So, but I think that you have people in your staff, they can see, they can tell you, and I am someone that likes to analyse and have to make decisions.
A couple of final quick ones. Leicester City, in at the deep end, the league leaders, the surprise league leaders, and an old friend, I'd imagine, Claudio Ranieri. I mean, he was at Valencia before you, was at Valencia after you. You must know him.
Yeah, I know him really well. They're doing a fantastic job. So I think in a way, it's good for the Premier League to have a team there that nobody was expecting. That means that if you work hard, you have the belief, you can do it. So it's really good. Claudio's a friend. I went to see him when he was in Fiorentina. Mm-hmm. He came to Liverpool, went to Valencia. After me, he was in charge. So, yeah, we have good relationship, and hopefully we meet against Roma when he was I was in Inter, he was in Roma, mm-hmm. in the Super Cup, Italian Super Cup. So I think it's a good friendship, and hopefully we can win, and they can win the title.
And going back to what we said a few moments ago, it won't be the end of the world. You know, it's not all going to hinge on whether you win, lose or draw on Monday night, is it?
Yeah, for sure. I think that we know that it will be difficult. They are on fire now, and everything is for them because they play at home, and I said before, they are at the top of the table, so they can run a lot, for sure, and they are well organised, they know what to do. But we have our players, our quality, and we need to have this confidence that sometimes we are missing some games. That is a key point for me, to give the team confidence. If they use the ability that they have, I think that we can start winning games.
And finally, you join an illustrious line of Liverpool and Newcastle connections, Kevin Keegan, Kenny Dalglish, Terry McDermott, the list goes, Ian Rush, John Barnes, the list goes on. They're very similar animals, aren't they, Newcastle United and Liverpool? And the support is the key to both of those football clubs, isn't
it? That's right. I was in contact with some of these legends, and I agree with you. It's a lot of things in common between the fans, the atmosphere, how they feel, how passionate they are for the game. So I think it's a fantastic atmosphere, and I hope since now, I can see every day, but hopefully the last game of the season will be the same.
And how many times have you been stopped in the last 24 hours and wished well and told that, you know, we're all behind you?
A lot of times when I was in the street, but I was training and hotel and training, so I didn't have too much time, to be fair.
Rafa, good luck.
Thank you very much.